Oh, it's a tremendous blow, a big, massive blow to lose Peterson. But having said that, they're flying Morgan out, and Morgan's a very, very good one-day player. So I don't think we shall personally, I don't think, although it is a big blow, I don't think we shall miss him all that much, because I think that's a good replacement, Morgan, because, as I say, he's a very, very good one-day player.
Have we also perhaps moved away from having those one or two key players that make all the difference to creating a team which is stronger, you know, stronger than some of its parts?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Australia have lost their bowler, Bollinger. He's gone back to Australia because he's injured, and they've flown Ussi out. Now, that's a tremendous success, tremendous strength for Australia, that to fly Ussi out, because I rate him very, very highly. He's one of the best players in the world, and especially one-day player. So he's gone out there. I think that is a massive improvement on the Australian side. I do, and vice versa with England, with Morgan. I think Morgan, they'll not miss. Although it's a big blow, Peterson, I honestly don't think we'll miss him all that much.
Dickie, I'm no cricket expert, but it does seem we have been producing, it seems to me, a lot of very talented young men who are playing cricket right at the top of their game at the right time. That cannot have been an accident.
Yeah, we are. There's a lot of good youngsters as well waiting in the wings to come into the England side. Lyth of Yorkshire is a very, very good player, and there's one or two good players around. They're waiting to come in. It's good for English cricket to see all these youngsters blossoming at the right time, as you say. They're coming at the right time, at a crucial time for England, and it can only be a tremendous benefit to us.
Owen Morgan, Dickie, will be delighted to be back in the fold after looking like he wasn't going to be involved in this tournament at all with injury himself.
That's true. He must have got over his injury pretty quickly, because I thought myself he was definitely out with a broken finger. He were out for the rest of the tour and definitely out of the World Cup. But he must have made a very, very quick recovery and back. And it's so nice to see him back. It's so nice to see him back.
In the right way, he'll probably be the only English person, or certainly one of the only England players to be happy to see Kevin Peterson going home.
Yeah, it's certainly, because he wouldn't have got his chance again, Morgan, till the summer, and he'll be a relieved man and a very, very proud man tonight as he flies out to India.
Dickie, always a pleasure talking to you. How are you feeling your days at the moment?
Well, I've got my foundation for underprivileged children. That's to help all children with all sports, cricket, football, with all sports. And it's to get them off street corners, it's to get them away from television, it's to get them doing exercise, and it's to get them... to give them a start in life, and I think I'm doing something when I'm helping underprivileged children like that.
Dickie, the last time I saw you on television, you were involved in that BBC programme where they were testing people's memories in the 70s house.
It did me the world of good. I'm 78 next month.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I do the exercises every morning.
The reason I bring it up...
And, I'm feeling pretty fit.
The reason I bring it up, because one of the doctors working on that programme is a friend of mine, Dr. Catherine. She was testing you and your memory, and she says your memory is pin sharp.
It improved a lot to what it was when I went in there.
Dickie,
I couldn't remember the names who were in the house with me, but still, it did me the world of good. It did me a tremendous amount of good. And not only me, the rest of them as well.
Dickie, always great talking to you. Wish you well, sir.
All the very best to you and your listeners as well. Give your listeners my very, very best wishes.